Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to another episode of The Discipline Switch with your old pal Logan Cruz. Today, we're diving into something super crucial, emotional intelligence, and how it can make or break those relationships that truly matter. You know, the ones that light up your world, make you laugh till your sides hurt, and give you a safe space to just be you? Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around someone? Or maybe you've been in a conversation where it feels like no one's really listening, just waiting for their turn to talk. Yeah, those are moments where emotional intelligence comes into play, or rather, when it's absent. Let me tell you, my friends, having a high EQ is like having a superpower in relationships. It's the key to understanding, connecting, and building lasting bonds. So, what exactly are we talking about here? Emotional intelligence isn't just about being nice or feeling things deeply. It's a whole lot more than that. It's about recognizing your own emotions, understanding how they impact your actions and thoughts, and then having the ability to manage them effectively. Think of it like this. Your emotions are like waves. Sometimes they're calm and gentle, other times they crash down with intensity. Emotional intelligence is all about learning to ride those waves, not letting them drown you or others. Now, here are five key takeaways to help you become a master wave rider in the realm of relationships. 1. Self-awareness. This is like your emotional GPS. Knowing what triggers you, what makes you happy, sad, angry, it's all about getting in touch with your inner world. It's not always easy, but it's worth it. Imagine being able to identify that feeling of frustration bubbling up before it explodes into a full-blown argument. That's the power of self-awareness. 2. Empathy. This is about stepping outside yourself and truly understanding where the other person is coming from. It's not just agreeing with them, but actively listening, trying to see things from their perspective, and validating their feelings. Think about it. When someone genuinely listens to you, doesn't it make you feel seen and understood? That's the magic of empathy. 3. Communication. This is where the rubber meets the road. Being able to express your emotions clearly, honestly, and respectfully, while also being open to hearing what the other person has to say, that's a recipe for healthy communication. 4. Conflict resolution. Let's face it, disagreements are inevitable in any relationship, but how you handle them makes all the difference. Emotional intelligence allows you to approach conflicts calmly, listen actively, find common ground, and work towards a solution that benefits everyone involved. 5. Self-regulation. This is about managing those intense emotions, the anger, the sadness, the frustration, in a healthy way. It's not about suppressing your feelings, but rather learning to channel them constructively. Imagine being able to take a deep breath when you feel yourself getting overwhelmed instead of letting your emotions take over. That's the power of self-regulation. Now, let me paint you a picture. Sarah and Mark have been together for 5 years. They love each other dearly, but lately, things have been tense. Every little thing seems to trigger an argument. Sarah feels unheard and frustrated, while Mark gets defensive and withdraws. Sounds familiar? This is where emotional intelligence comes in. Imagine if Sarah learned to recognize her own triggers. Maybe it's when Mark doesn't respond to her texts right away. Instead of letting frustration build, she could calmly communicate her feelings and needs to Mark. Mark, on the other hand, could practice empathy by trying to understand Sarah's perspective. Maybe he could make a conscious effort to check in with her more often. By practicing self-awareness, empathy, and communication, they can navigate these challenging moments with grace and understanding. Listen closely, my friends. Emotional intelligence isn't a magic wand. It takes practice, patience, and a willingness to grow. But trust me, the rewards are immeasurable. When you invest in your emotional intelligence, you're investing in stronger, healthier, and more fulfilling relationships. So, go out there, work on your EQ, and watch those connections blossom. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little discipline switch magic. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.